We are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Essential Radio Co-op back with Lenny Schwartz.
That was a wonderful song. Was it called Up and Down?
Yes, Up and Down.
Ooh, it was very sexual. Wow, where's the butter in this house? Essence, help!
Now, of course, no relation to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
But his last name is not Schwarzenegger. No. I like to teach you sometimes. Just say, Lenny Schwarzenegger, you know what I'm saying?
And I appreciate that.
Of course.
Well, he's an actor, really.
Well, he was.
Who can forget his astounding performance in Commando?
What was his performance as governor of California?
Exactly, dude.
I bet you after every meeting, he says to his cabinet, I'll be back.
Well, if he gets president, who would be his vice president? Steven Seagal?
Jean-Claude
Van Damme, head of council. That's great.
You know what's funny? I don't know if you're following elections, but it's funny because how the Kennedys are all mixed up. Because you get like Ted Kennedy and Patrick Kennedy, who Patrick Kennedy has rolled a CD, by the way.
Yeah.
But anyway, Patrick and Ted is for Barack. You get Bobby Kennedy for Hillary, and you get Arnold Schwarzenegger for John McCain. It's like all mixture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm a Kennedy too, actually.
You're a Kennedy too.
Believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's a long story. It goes back before I was married. I was in the political field for a while.
Really?
I just kind of went around and, I hung out with some kid. I went to a party. I thought it was a birthday party for a 2-year-old. Apparently, it was a freaking Kennedy house.
Wow.
What a awesome. Yeah, it was great. Me and a couple of them, they I don't want to say too much about them, but they were smoking. You would not believe
that's awesome.
Stuff they have.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh.
That's a different show, you know?
That's right, exactly.
No, a different play for you.
Actually. Oh, exactly, exactly. Yes. Kennedy's coming this fall. With Lenny.
That's a thumbs up. Actually, if I could play Patrick Kennedy, I would like to be Patrick Kennedy. You know?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Actually, I might get on my show in the next couple of months, but stay tuned for that.
Let me know.
Yes. Now, in addition to that, so back to your play now, of course. Mm. Now, it was funny because back on, when was it? February, no, this is airing March 15th, back February.
4th and 15th.
Yeah, 4th and 5th.
4th and 5th, yes. Oh, God, 15th.
4th and 5th.
Yes.
I came for the first night of auditions.
And he was hot.
And tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, okay?
Uh-huh.
No, let's see. 1 to 20.
Uh-huh.
Be serious. How was my audition for Stuart? I want to hear it. Even though you're my friend, I want to hear. I want to hear. Like, be real with me, because Essence is real. If he doesn't like my radio show, he doesn't like it.
All right, you are 4.5.
That's good. That's still higher than George Bush's approval rating.
No. I would say. I would say you are 9.2.
Really?
You gotta stop. It's funny because when Derek's on stage, he's like a sex magnet.
Really?
And like that's the problem. It's not you. It's not your reading. It's just like all of a sudden, it's like oh my God, these girls see it and they start going towards you. And I couldn't really keep blocking my view of you. And
really?
And I'm like, I don't know what happened, man. It was amazing. Sex magnet.
You know what I'm saying?
And exactly, you took it out and it didn't matter. Sex magnet Shapiro. That's what we used to call him. Shapiro. So, you know.
but it was fun because I need to experience the first hand interviewing you and get in the whole process, going. And seeing even your wife's position, Sarah, how she's kind of control. She kind of controls everything, but she's like the principal, right?
Oh, she does.
Yes. Okay.
She's wonderful. She's wonderful.
Well, it was funny because I did Grandmaster D on the streets at the audition, and this is what people had to say about the audition, okay?
Now,
you didn't hear about this at all. Okay?
Oh, geez. No.
So I'm going to push play on my tape recorder, okay?
I might cast these people.
Okay. Well, maybe not after this, right? Okay. We'll see.
In the streets, I'm trying to find his play today at work, and with my radio show, Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. Of course, Lenny's on this episode, so Lenny's going to hear this. So let me ask you, why are you trying out for Lenny's play? Are you trying out because you want to be closer to Lenny, or because you're friends with Lenny, or because you want to be on the Derek Shapiro Show, or because you're a good actor?
I'm trying out because I would love to work with Lenny. From, when I first met him, he seemed like, an awesome guy, and I think one day I will try out for Lenny Schwartz play, and now I am, and hopefully I get to work with him.
And where did you meet Lenny again?
At the video store where he was previously working.
And what did you think about Lenny? First of Lenny, what did you think about him?
When I first met him, I thought he was very nice. He was very warm and friendly to me.
He said, how are you,
all that. And he just seemed like a very nice guy, and I was like, wow, yeah.
I know her.
Did you say her name? You're going to get the pump?
Hopefully, yeah.
I wish you go back.
I think the tape went over her name.
Oh, she's. I know. She's very nice. So thank you.
The industry continues now here at Ryle College.
You are.
And it's what day is today now? Today is February 4th. Okay, on Monday the 4th. Tell me, what's your first name now?
Tom.
And where are you from? Cranston, Rhode Island. And how'd you meet Lenny, by the way?
I met Lenny through the show Kung Fu Babies, which he produced back in 2002.
Tom's a great guy.
Okay. And tell me about, why do you keep coming back to see Lenny? Because you want to be closer to him, because you're friends with him, because you're a good actor, because you want to be interviewed on the Derek Shapiro show?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. I think mainly because I think I really respect Lenny as an artist, and I think that he is one of the most ambitious artists that I've ever met. I mean, you know, this is a guy who has created his own theater company, and I think that's more than most people do in their lives, and I really admire and respect that. And he's a great writer, and I love working with him.
Sure.
Tom's a great guy.
What did you play in Kung Fu Babies?
In Kung Fu Babies, I played Bobo, who was a security guard.
Really?
So was it a funny character or was it a serious character?
It was a little of both. It was a silent character for most of the show, but it was very physical, and it was a lot of fun to play.
And what other character did you play before?
For Lenny, I also played the role of Bert in Lulu.
He was fantastic.
Oh, Bert from Sesame Street, right?
No, Bert from a different show.
And was that a funny character or a serious character?
That was actually a little bit of both. It was a romantic character, I have to say. So it had a lot of that, you know, a lot of the, you know, the heartache that an ingenue really has. But it also has a lot of the lightheartedness that you feel kind of, you know, when you're in love and romantic stories.
And what do I want to say to Lenny? Because Lenny's going to be hearing this
Tom's
in the interview
guy.
Too, in the studio. So what do you want to say to Lenny now?
Lenny, great luck with the show, man. It's really great, and I love you.
All right, you love him now.
He's a great guy.
It's gonna be
now. It's gonna be marriage routine. He loves you.
I mean, do you want to go out and have Valentine's Day? No,
that's all right.
All right.
I would have, Tom. I would have.
What's your name for the radio?
My name is Marcus Stacey.
And we're
from Brilliant.
I am originally from Boston, but I go to URI.
Really, URI? You came all the way from URI in Kingston for this?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Two or three years ago now, I started working with Lenny's Productions, and I actually met him through a friend, and I just found that working
really
with Lenny is, it allows me to kind of be freer as an actor and just get a broader range of experience than college theater did, so I guess I just kind of wanted that freedom. Found a great group of friends, so I was like instantly hooked by sort of the social thing here.
And what attracted you to Lenny's play?
Well, as I said, I originally met him through a friend who was trying out, and she just kind of asked me if I wanted to. But then, when I read his script, he's got a very, like, unique style of comedy that can only really come from his own mind that I just really clicked with. And it just has a way of kind of making you happy and making you want to be more open to exploring it as an actor. You know what I mean? So it was about that.
What other plays were you in for Lenny?
For Lenny, I was in The Playwright's Notebook, and I was in the second part of Barry Weintraub.
Okay, and what character did you play in Barry Weintraub? Because I wanted to see that play. I responded to it, too, in my radio show. What character did you play?
I was Dave Trucker, his boss.
Okay, and what character did you play? What other play were you in?
It was Playwright's Notebook. I played Jim Belanger, who's actually the producer of all these plays.
Oh, awesome. And so why are you in Lenny's plays? To be close to him? Because
you want to get close.
Because you're an actor, or because you want to be interviewed by me on the Derek Shapiro show?
I do Lenny's plays because it's just continuously a wonderful experience. Working with people I love to work with, getting to play a wide range of roles and sort of have more freedom than you do in like the classroom setting, which is what I was doing at URI.
Sure. What was your first impression of Lenny? Tell me the truth now.
My first impression of Lenny was, wow, what just happened?
Well, Lenny will be hearing this in my interview on my show. Well, thank you very much for losing yourself on the Derek Shapiro show. All right, still on Losing Some of the Derek Shapiro Show, Grandmaster Deanna Streets here at Rhode Island College, the edition of course, what's this play called again? This is going to be a play.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, I saw this many years ago, actually. Tell me, what's your first name?
I'm Nathan.
Where are you from?
Nathan.
Lots of places. I was born in Washington State, moved to California, then Florida, and then...
He moved on to the Derek Shapiro Show. He moved on to the Derek Shapiro Show. We live now in the Derek Shapiro Show.
He sounds confused.
A lot of people are.
Okay, so that's why you like the color brown, I bet, right?
I actually like green, but...
That's fine. Ooh. So why is your last name brown? No, it's good. Tell me, why are you trying out for Lenny Schwartz's play today?
Well, I worked with Lenny before. I was in his last play, Time 13.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was Jake.
You were Jake, okay. Which character was Jake now? I forget.
Thanks for noticing, Derek and Dan.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Steven's character.
Okay, now I remember that, yes. So how many plays were you in with Lenny Schwartz?
Only that one.
And tell me why you're back again. Are you because you want to be closer to Lenny, because you want to be a good actor, because you want to be on the Derek Shapiro Show, or because you just have nothing else to do?
Well, I'd like...
you money?
Not on a porn site.
Well, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think I was going to get it, so, yeah.
If I wish you good luck. Lose yourself to the Derek Shapiro show. Why do you want to say the money? Because he's going to be listening to this.
Need a real job.
Thank you. Okay, that's it. Okay.
All those guys had one thing. I didn't cast any of them.
You didn't cast any of them.
Although I will give a special shout out to Marcus and Tom. Everyone did very well. Tom was very wonderful, and he was just, so if Tom's listening, you are amazing. So thank you. And Marcus, you're amazing as always. So thank you.
So definitely, we're going to go see Nathan. That play, of course. And,
yes.
And I can't wait to see it in New York. Where's it going to be in New York?
Now? It's actually going to be on 38th Street. Okay. On the, it's going to be at a place called Niku Spoon Theater up on 38th Street. And it's a wonderful theater. The woman who runs it, Stephanie Barton Farkas, shout out to you, Stephanie, is a wonderful. With in conjunction with Small Pond Theater Production Company and Small Pond Entertainment, Michael Roderick, who's a brilliant gentleman in New York. And if you ever get a chance, anyone in New York, you want to audition for something, audition for Michael. Work with Mike; he's amazing.
And what's the dates of New York?
In New York, it's actually going to be opening on the 28th of May, mm-hmm. and it goes the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. It goes Wednesday through Saturday. We have two shows on Saturday, and every show's at 8 except for Saturday, which is 2 and 8.
Awesome. Yep. And in addition to that, people can find you on MySpace. MySpace.com/.
Oh, I don't know my MySpace. Okay,
because don't worry, because if you go on,
I just use it to stalk people.
Yeah, that's what he stalks me all the time.
That's it.
We're Jim Hansen from Dateline NBC. No. Uh-huh. Okay. Is that this guy, the Hansen guy from Dateline NBC? You know,
yeah.
The stalkers. No. But anyway. Okay. So in addition to that, you can find him on my MySpace, the top 10. Mm-hmm. On MySpace/ Derek mm-hmm. Shapiro Show, and you can find Lenny Schwartz on the top 10. Mm-hmm. And where can people email you for information?
You can actually email me at lnnyschwartz@aol.com, or they can just call 401-290-7865. 290-7865. That's our number for Daydream Theater Company. I just want to take a moment to thank everyone that was that couldn't be here. My wife Sarah, who's wonderful, of course. I want to say it for a special kiss. There you go. I love you to death, sweetie. And I want to give out to Jim Belanger, my partner, who's in everything, has been wonderful. My stage manager, Caitlin Murphy, Jen Hayden, Nikki Gibson, and I also want to give a special shout out to Lloyd Felix. If I didn't say Lloyd Felix, and Mike Roderick, of course. So thank
all
you
right,
guys.
Well, I do want to thank you for being my guest here today again, Lenny Schwartz.
And Derek Shapiro!
Until the next time, let the Schwartz be with you.
Yes, exactly. I have my pants off now. I am held against the wall. Watch out for the cord. Derek is getting wrapped up.
Okay.
You're sick, Derek. You're sick. Electrocution.
Here is Dante featuring Fliz, which was recorded here, right, Essence?
Yes. Dante!
Dante featuring Fliz with I'm Him.